Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Sunday morning at 8:30, and it's time for You Better You Bet on the Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook, with your hosts, Mark Melusis and Nick Costas.
Ah, yes, welcome aboard You Better You Bet, week one of the National Football League. I am Mark Melusis, joined by the host of You Better You Bet, onlineradio.com, Nick Costas, a buddy of mine. What's going on, Nick? Good morning, brother.
What's going on, Mark, man? 2020, obviously, has not been the best year, but you know what? We made it. It's Christmas in September, week one of the National Football League, man. I'm super excited, pumped to break down today's NFL action with you, make some bets, win some money. And reminder to our listeners, if you're in New Jersey, we want everyone to visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets alongside us. You got to be 21 or older, playable in New Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Very excited to make some bets and win some money today, Moose.
Yeah, no doubt. You got 15 big games today, doubleheader on Monday night as well. We'll hit upon them all in an action-packed half hour. Let's start locally here, first and foremost, Nick. Let's start with the Jets. We'll get to the Giants here in a little bit. As far as the Jets on the road in Buffalo to take on the Bills, weather could be a factor in this one, as the Jets are right now a six-point underdog in Buffalo. Rivalry game, AFC East game. We saw these two teams open up last year. The Mosley injury last year really changed the complexion of that game, a game that the Jets really, you thought, had their way of it, especially early on. Mosley had the interception return for a touchdown, fumble return for a touchdown. So what do you make of the Jets and Bills up in Orchard Park this afternoon?
Well, Mark, I think you make a great point, right, when you talk about the wind here, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. And, you know, I would say that that doesn't portend well for one slinging Sammy Darnold, especially without, you know, what's expected to be maybe their top deep threat this season. Yeah. Second-round pick Denzel Mims, wide receiver, who's got two hamstring injuries now to both his hamstrings. And I think that will, you know, pun intended here, probably hamstring this New York Jets passing attack here. It's really tough to feel good about the Jets, and it's really a question mark how much you like the Buffalo Bills in this game and what you think Josh Allen is able to do at quarterback for them. I happen to like some of their matchups here. I love Stephon Diggs on the outside. He comes in from the Minnesota Vikings. I love John Brown on the outside as well. And these Jets outside cornerbacks are not great. A lot of turnover on this Jets offensive line with all the new starters here. It's tough for me to really like build a case here for the Jets. It is notable though that this line has kind of bounced around over at Play Sugar House right now. You know, the Bills were at 7 earlier today, 6.5 most of the week. I'm seeing some sixes on the board right now. So it seems like we have not yet settled on a number in this game, but Bills, like you said, hovering around a touchdown favorite at the moment.
Well, Nick, here would be the issue that I'd have with Buffalo that I think does play for the Jets, is that you're looking at a highly inaccurate quarterback in Josh Allen. I think the Bills are a more talented football team. Allen's not a great downfield thrower. We've seen that. He's not the most accurate quarterback in the National Football League, a very, very athletic quarterback. So maybe the fact that there is some weather up in Buffalo today does play in the Jets' favor, to where not a lot of points being scored, and maybe the Jets can win an ugly football game week one.
See, I definitely look at that under 39.5, to your point, where we may see some ugly offensive football, but the advantage where I think the Bills have in this game with Darnold against Josh Allen, Allen's obviously a much better rusher of the football than Sam Darnold. So if the wind is really bad and it's, you know, screwing up passes that are in the air, and I like Stephon Diggs because he can catch a lot of these contested passes. So the pass doesn't have to be perfect. Stephon Diggs can go up in the air and get it for Josh Allen. But I think Josh Allen's rushing is going to play, you know, a critical part in this game today. So if the wind's really bad, the Bills are still going to be able to move the ball on offense. And that's where I have some issues with this Jets team again. Not going to be able to push the ball down the field, both because the receivers aren't great, with, you know, Perriman's okay, and Chris Hogan on another side, you know, isn't going to, you know, remind anyone of Randy Moss on the outside there. Could be a big game for Jamison Crowder in, like, daily fantasy. I'm thinking for Jamison Crowder, maybe like 15 catches, 45 yards. What do you think? Like 3 yards a catch for Jamison Crowder today?
I love Crowder, but you're right. Darnold loves going to him on those short passing routes, so he could have basically 18, 19 targets this afternoon against the Bills team. Listen, I think if you're going to play this game, I think it's, to me, I would play the Bills. I would lay the six against the Jets. I just think the Jets, without Adams, without Mosley on defense, questions on the outside, no Mims dealing with that hamstring injury, and you look at it going up against a really good Bills defense with a questionable offensive line. If I were to play this game, I wouldn't say it was a game that I love, but I would probably side with the Buffalo Bills laying the six.
I agree with you 100%. And actually, I like the under as well, and I think that would be the play that I would like even more in this game than laying it with the Bills here. Look, this is Sam Darnold's fourth game against the Sean McDermott coach defense. He has yet to top 200 yards passing in his previous three. And we know Gase has the infatuation with 700-year-old Frank Gore, who somehow, some way, is still in the National Football League here. So I'm curious to see how that Jet running back situation is going to play out. Like, how much is Gore going to play along with Le'Veon Bell? We know that Bell and Adam Gase, you know, not on the same page here. So I'm looking at an under here, under 39.5. And like you, I would lean towards the Bills, laying the 6.5, laying the 7, covering the spread here. I think it's going to be an ugly game up in Western New York. And again, be sure to monitor the winds here, 15 to 20 mile an hour expected, which could really hamper both passing attacks in this game. But I think that hurts the Jets more than it does the Bills.
All right, Nick, let's head to Detroit. Lions, Bears. Lions have gotten a lot of love this offseason coming into week one. A lot of people look at that NFC North and say the division's up for grabs. Maybe this is going to be the year if Stafford stays healthy. Patricia, another year under his belt. The ground game should be improved as well. Still got to get after the quarterback. Bears, Lions in Detroit. The Bears right now, Lions are a 2.5 to 3 point favorite in this one. 2.5 on sugarhouse.com. Where do you lean in this one?
Yeah, I think that's interesting, right? I think we should start there with the line move here. You know, Detroit opened as a short underdog, you know, back in April when the Lions came out. That line never made sense. So it balloons out to 3. And now with play Sugar House, like you said, it's down to 2.5. And I think the reason why we're seeing that move to 2.5 is twofold. Number one, Kenny Golladay, Detroit star wide receiver, not expected to play, doubtful with a hamstring injury. And that is big news for this Lions offense here. I was already concerned about this Lions offense after they signed, you know, Adrian Peterson. We talk about aging running backs here. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, they draft DeAndre Swift. You've got Kerryon Johnson. I don't understand what the point is of Adrian Peterson. He's superfluous, but we know Darrell Bevell loves to run the football, except on the goal line in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. But that's a story for another time here. So without Golladay, I think this Lions defense becomes probably a little more one-dimensional, even though I love Matthew Stafford. And as crazy as this sounds, like, I actually think this was the right move by Bears head coach Matt Nagy to roll with Money Mitchell Trubisky as the team's starting quarterback in this game today, mainly because of Trubisky's success against the Matt Patricia defense here. They play a lot of man schemes, so it's easier for Trubisky to kind of read the defense here. In his career against the Lions, 9 touchdown passes against only 1 interception. Last year, Anthony Miller, 8 in the slot in Week 13, 9 catches, 140 yards. No Jeffrey Okuda in this game. So remember, Darius Slay, Detroit's top cornerback for many years, he's now in Philadelphia with the Eagles. They spend the 3rd overall pick in the draft on cornerback Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State. Okuda's not going to play in the game today. That's a good matchup for Allen Robinson, obviously, against Desmond Trufant, if indeed that's what it's going to be. Love Allen Robinson there. Love Anthony Miller in the slot as well. I kind of like the Bears getting the 2.5 here. I loved it at 3 earlier in the week, and that's what we talked about this week on You Better, You Bet. But I think I would still take the Bears getting the 2.5. Not as palatable, but I do like some of these matchups that the Chicago offense has against the Lions defense. And David Montgomery, Chicago's second-year running back, does look like he will play in today's game after we thought for much of the week that he would not.
And he is their ground game out in Chicago for the Bears as they're in Detroit to take on the Lions today. It's tough for me to love any team led by Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback, especially, I know, no fan, but in Detroit against the Lions, this is a game that I would probably pass on if you're asking me, but if one side or the other, I think it's a flip of the coin game, and I can understand why you'd like the Bears. All right, let's head down to Baltimore. Ravens entertaining the Cleveland Browns. Curious with the Browns this year, what are we going to get from Baker Mayfield at quarterback? Stefanski, now as your head coach, you know they've got two dominant running backs in Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, you know, on the outside as far as Odell Beckham Jr., Landry. Defensively, they should be able to get after it as well. You look at a Cleveland team, that it went to Baltimore last year and took care of the Ravens.
Dropped,
I mean, that was a hell of a victory by the Cleveland Browns early on in the season. A Raven team, high expectations. They're not surprising anybody this year. Lamar Jackson's not surprising anybody this year. They're a 7.5-point favorite this afternoon as they host Cleveland.
Isn't it interesting, right, looking at the line movement here for this one, and at Play Sugar House right now, Baltimore holding as a 7.5-point favorite. We saw some sevens earlier in the week as well. So money coming in on the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, we said all last offseason on You Better You Bet, the Browns heading into last year were probably an overrated team. Now, I didn't think Freddie Kitchens was going to be literally the worst head coach in the history of the National Football League, worse than the guy that went 1-31. I would take Hugh Jackson over Freddie Kitchens, and I mean that sincerely here. For the Browns, it's the same team as last year when everyone was really excited about them, and I would argue the team got better. And you look at what they did with their philosophy with Kevin Stefanski, loves to run the ball, loves play action. They bring in Jack Conklin from the Titans. They draft Jedrick Wills, like you mentioned, Chubb and Hunt. So this is going to be power for the Browns against power for the Ravens, and I think that's where this game is either going to be won or lost, and bets will be won or lost. Remember, the Ravens got trampled by Derrick Henry in the divisional round. Baltimore, you know, spends the entire offseason retooling that run defense. Calais Campbell comes in. Derek Wolf comes in. Patrick Queen picked in the first round of the draft, middle linebacker here. So I think that's going to be really fascinating. I can't really pound the table for either side here in this game because I think the Ravens have some great matchups here. No one on the Browns defense can cover Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews is going to eat. Greedy Williams is out. Grant Delpit's out. Mac Wilson's out for the Cleveland Browns. Hollywood Brown could have a monster game here. I think this is a stay away game for me. I guess if you made me pick, I would take the points with the Browns, but obviously liked it a lot more and it was 8.5 than the 7.5 or 7 that it's currently sitting right now.
Yeah, I'd probably side with Baltimore and lay the 7.5 home opener. Lamar Jackson, I think it's going to be a pretty special year, as a lot of people do when you look at the Baltimore Ravens, and I've got to see it when I look at the improvement from the Cleveland Browns, and with Mayfield now more under the center instead of being in the shotgun, help out his vision as well, and for him not to be that, you know, a mistake-prone quarterback that we saw year two as compared to the guy that put the NFL and took the NFL by its ear in year number one. All right, how about out to Minnesota? Vikings and Packers in this one. Packers on the road today in Minnesota. They're a 2.5-point dog. You know, it's a Green Bay team that's an intriguing one. Last year, they won a lot of tight games. You know, we had discussions with Maggie, you know, in the playoffs. You look at the Packers as being a fraud 13-win team.
Oh, they were.
A year ago, and they got exposed by the San Francisco 49ers. They didn't improve the outside. You still got Devontae Adams. You know they want to run the ball with Aaron Jones as well. Minnesota team that took some hits defensively as well in the offseason with some losses. Where do you land in this one, Nick?
The bet that I really like in this game, and currently looking at this one, a Play Sugar House right now, like you mentioned, Vikings a 2.5-point favorite, total of 45. I like this under at anything above the key number of 44. So it's sitting at 45, even if it comes down to 44.5. I like the under in this game here, and there are a couple of reasons why, right? We look at this Vikings offense. Stephon Diggs, as we mentioned earlier, is now in Buffalo. There is a guy named B.C. Johnson. I said this with you guys on Friday. B.C. Johnson beat out Justin Jefferson as this team's number two wide receiver. Now, we know they want to run the ball. They give Dalvin Cook that huge extension. They'll regret it because you shouldn't overpay running backs. And they did. So they're obviously going to try and run it, but I don't love this Vikings offensive line. I don't really think it's improved from last year into this year. Other side of the ball, like you mentioned, Packers want to run the ball. They doubled down on their archaic offensive philosophy. Like, Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst, the brain trust, think this is like Vince Lombardi coaching the team, like the seven blocks of granite, like the 1960s here. It's crazy.
Dylan, though. I do think he's a talented running back.
Yeah, there's no question about it, but you know what? Like, you need wide receivers here. Like, it's Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, who are these guys playing wide receiver for the Packers now? I don't love this Vikings secondary, and you referenced it. They basically turned over the entire thing. Xavier Rhodes is gone. Trey Waynes is gone. Mackenzie Alexander is gone. Their best pass rusher, Danielle Hunter, is now on injured reserve. Yannick Ngakoue comes in, but the whole point was to pair Ngakoue with Danielle Hunter. So you've got an offense in the Vikings that I don't think is going to be great this year, and we like the Packers defense. We have a Packers offense that clearly doesn't want to throw the football all over the field. When these two teams played twice last year in the division, obviously, point totals of 37 and 33, that leads me to under 45 in this game, Green Bay and Minnesota. And if I had to pick a side, I would take the Packers to win this game straight up in Minnesota. And that is more of an indictment of the Vikings than it is me feeling great about the Packers this season.
Yeah, my old adage would be take Packers, take Rodgers and the points. Even if I don't love the Green Bay team this year, I'll take the 2.5 points on the road in Minnesota. And he ran through a lot of the questions as far as the Vikings defense. I think our next game that we're going to get through, which we'll go through quickly, and that's the Colts on the road in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. And this line is 8. And I know the Colts' offensive line is banged up. I love the fact of Jonathan Taylor. I know they want to run it. I think Rivers, we can differ on opinion about Rivers. I think Rivers will, I know he's a little bit of a gambler, will bounce back this year, throwing the football. Love the addition of, of Perriman in the, on the outside of, who they addressed in the draft as far as wide receiver goes. When you look at Indianapolis, I think this team, you look at a Jacksonville Jaguar team, I think they're going to be in play for the number one overall pick next NFL draft, and for the talented quarterback coming out of Clemson. I think this game has blowout written all over it. I would lay the Colts in the eight.
Yeah, in play for the number one overall pick. Trevor Lawrence should have played that game last night against Wake Forest in a Jaguars jersey. Like, the tank is on in Jacksonville, and yes, there are absolutely no bones about it. We'd be quick on this one here. We've had a lot of pro bettors on You Better You Bet this week on the Radio.com app, a lot of odds makers on, and basically everyone has said the parallel with this game, Colts at Jaguars, is Ravens-Dolphins week one last year, which, if people remember, closed at a laughable line of like Ravens minus 4.5. A lot of people took the Dolphins. Ravens dropped 59 on them. That was like the Lamar Jackson MVP coming out party, obviously. And this game could be a lot similar here, right? As long as these Colts offensive linemen play, and it looks like they're going to, the Jaguars have literally no on-field matchup that they can exploit here. Colts should run the ball down the Jaguars' throat. I think Rivers' arm is shot. I don't think it matters. I think it's a lot of Marlon Mack. It's a lot of, like you said, Jonathan Taylor, maybe a little Nyheim Hines sprinkled in as well. There's only one way for me to look in this game. Not one of my favorite picks, but the Indianapolis Colts laying the 8. I would not bet the Jaguars with your money, Mark.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I don't have a lot of it, so thank you for that, Nick.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, Raiders and Panthers. Let's go to Carolina next. The Panthers are a 3-point home dog in this one as Vegas comes to town. Year two for Gruden, a Carolina team that's in a state of transition. Bridgewater now in at quarterback. Offensive line issues. We know how good McCaffrey is running the football. Even with all that being said, I just don't know if they're going to be able to protect and be able to hold up against that Raiders defense. I'm not saying they're a great unit. Carolina's offensive line, Nick, is an absolute mess. I like the Raiders, even though the old saying is West Coast team coming east, playing a 1 o'clock game, usually that favors the East Coast team. I don't think so. New coach down in Carolina, new offensive coordinator, and Brady coming in from LSU. I would take the Raiders today, and I would lay the 3.
Yeah, I would say, to paraphrase the late, great Al Davis, it's not only just win, baby, for the Raiders, but for me, just cover, baby, for the Las Vegas Raiders here today. I love the Raiders in this spot here, and you mentioned the West Coast to East Coast here. You know, that generally works when you have an NFL defense. This is like a college defense for the Carolina Panthers. Now, I think Carolina's going to have this thing going in a year or two here. I like the hire of Matt Rhule. They give him a huge contract, a lot of years here. This year is going to be really tough on this defense. This is an F-minus defense for the Carolina Panthers. So I think there are a pair of looks in this game. Now, I bet the Raiders last week on the money line. So the line right now at Play Sugar House is out to -3. So I still like it, but I mean, I bet it at like -1 on the money line. So I like that a lot better, obviously. Still like the Raiders in this game here. Love Henry Ruggs in this matchup. The rookie first-round wide receiver. Electric speed. Carolina cannot cover Henry Ruggs. Josh Jacobs is going to be a monster in this game. Love him in daily fantasy as well. Panthers will not be able to stop the run. I got a pair of looks in this game. The Raiders to win and the Raiders to cover. And I also like the over here. Panthers will be in catch-up mode. And Teddy Bridgewater doesn't really like to push the ball down the field, but Carolina's got a pair of weapons in the short passing attack that are both electric. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey. Love me some DJ Moore. Panthers are going to be in comeback mode. I think they're going to put some points up. I think the Raiders put up a big number. I'd go over 47.5, and I like the Raiders to win this game outright today in Carolina.
You're listening to You Better You Bet right here on the Fan, Mark Melusis and Nick Costos, as we run through all the week one matchups, Nick, and we're halfway through. We'll get to the rest of them, including the Giants and Steelers on Monday night.
Yeah, but I want to take a minute to tell you, all of my friends here on WFAN, about the Sugar House Online Sportsbook, only available in the great state of New Jersey, but it is an absolute must use if you're in New Jersey. It's by far my favorite online sportsbook, and trust me, I've used a lot of them over the years. They just eliminate the nonsense. You know what you don't want as a sports bettor? Like, if you're listening to this right now and you like to bet on sports, you don't want to deal with nonsense from your sportsbook. You will not get nonsense at Sugar House Online Sportsbook. They've got great lines. They've got great promotions. They've got quick payouts. That's really important. You win, you want to get paid, and you want your money quickly. They've got incredibly trustworthy customer service. They're very secure. I absolutely love Play Sugar House. They are the best. There is no nonsense with them. So visit Play Sugar House, the Sugar House online sportsbook, playsugarhouse.com. Visit them to make your bets. Must be 21 or older, playable in Jersey only. And if you've got a gambling problem, that's not good. You should call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're getting all our odds today, courtesy of Play Sugar House, and we appreciate that. Let's head out to New England. Last time we saw Dolphins on the road taking on the Patriots was the Dolphins victorious last year, final week of the regular season, which cost the Patriots home field. New England now home, no Brady, Newton in at quarterback. Different kind of offense, a Dolphin team that you're going to get Fitzpatrick in at quarterback, a Miami team where that's getting 7 today on the road in New England. Do you think it's old New England football, even with a new quarterback, or you give Miami a shot this afternoon?
Oh, man, I think it's old New England football just with a new quarterback here. You know, this I will say, so I like the Patriots a lot. I'll tell you why in a second, but I do want to throw this out there because I think it's important. We have a lot of respected professional bettors, analysts, odds makers. Come on, you better you bet throughout the week, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app. And people were generally split. Like, we have a couple games we'll get to where I feel like everyone was on one side, namely in that Cardinals-Niners game. We had a couple people come on that love the Miami Dolphins. We had a couple people come on that love the New England Patriots. Yeah. So I do think that that is noteworthy here. Although it is not unexpected, though, that this line is hit a touchdown over at Play Sugar House. Patriots, obviously, the favorite in this game. Now, you mentioned Week 17 last year. And what do people remember what they saw last? And they think, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick against his Bill Belichick defense. We like that matchup. Devontae Parker had the success against Stephon Gilmore. Ryan Fitzpatrick in his career against Bill Belichick coach defenses, and he's played on every team in the AFC East, obviously, except for the Patriots. He is 3-10, so it's not like he's had this great career of success against Bill Belichick. If there were one offensive coordinator I would trust to cater this Patriots offense around Cam Newton, it would be Josh McDaniels. Now, I'm not comparing Cam Newton to Tim Tebow. Cam is infinitely better than Tebow, but we saw McDaniels construct an offense around a mobile quarterback once already in Denver. I think he can do it again. And in a year where I think coaching will matter more than ever before, with all the COVID uncertainty, no fans, at least at the beginning part of the season, I think Bill Belichick gets a massive, massive, massive kind of deal here. I love him with the Patriots, obviously, here, and I love the Patriots laying the 7 points today. I think Cam Newton gets it done. Patriots win. Patriots cover today in Foxborough.
All right, Eagles 5.5-point favorite on the road in Washington, taking on the Washington football team. That defense should be pretty good down in D.C. However, Eagles all banged up as well. I would probably side with Philadelphia. I think they're just going to be a better coach team. I trust their quarterback more than I would trust the Washington quarterback. But I do think that defense for Washington will play this year. They've got a lot of talent along that defensive line.
And there's a lot of sharp money on the Washington football team here, and I'm going to try not to say the R word here. It's going to be difficult here to move along over the beginning of the season here. So
almost said it three times.
Yeah, right, sharp money on the Washington football team taking the spread down to +5.5 total, sitting 42.5 over at Play Sugar House. I like the over in this game. I actually think we're going to get some points here in this game. I like some of the matchups for the Eagles on offense, even without star running back Miles Sanders. I like Boston Scott a lot. I kind of looked at him as like baby Alvin Kamara last year when he played. Not as good as Kamara, but a similar type of skill set. So I think the Eagles can still be effective rushing the football. I love DeSean Jackson in a revenge game here. Jalen Reagor, the first-round pick out of TCU, is apparently going to try and play today, as apparently will Lane Johnson. So this Eagles offensive line's got some injuries, obviously. Brandon Brooks, Andre Dillard out for the season. Jason Peters back at left tackle. That is big news for them if Lane Johnson does indeed play in this game. And for the Washington football team on offense, I like Dwayne Haskins more than most. I love Terry McLaurin. I think he's an absolute stud. I like Steven Sims a lot. Antonio Gibson is a guy that people are going to get familiar with very quickly here. Fantasy football players. Yep. Adrian Peterson is now in Detroit. Gibson played wide receiver for a lot of his college career. Scott Turner coordinating the offense in Washington pounded the table for the Reds for Washington football team to draft Antonio Gibson. I think they could use him similar to the way the Panthers use Christian McCaffrey here. I think we'll see points in this game. I like the over 42.5. I didn't play a side in this game, but I do want to say again, a lot of pro bettors and respected bettors did bet the Washington football team when the spread was 6 earlier in the week.
All right, let's go quick hitters here on the last few games that we have to hit. Seahawks and Falcons down in Atlanta. Seahawks are a 1-point road favorite.
Yeah, interesting line movement here. Seahawks were sitting at -2.5 yesterday before the avalanche of Falcons money came in and pushed this back down to Seahawks -1. I was going to take Atlanta if it hit 3. Does not look like we're going to get that now. I'll be on the sidelines for this game here, but I do kind of like the over 49. You know, Matt Ryan's a great bet to hit 300 yards passing every single week. Love Julio, love Ridley, love Hayden Hurst. This would be the week that Todd Gurley could get it going before his knee starts to shut down again. And then, of course, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and company for the Seahawks. I don't love this game, but I would take the over if I did anything.
Here's a game I wouldn't touch. Chargers on the road in Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals. Angels, the Los Angeles Chargers, 4:05 kickoff, are a 3-point road favorite.
Yeah, this was a game where like the total opened when this opened at like 46. It was an outrageously terrible number, and it's obviously come all the way down now, sitting at 42 right now at Play Sugar House. I was pumped to take the Chargers here. The Derwin James injury obviously really hurts.
That was a
killer. Yeah, Joe Burrow's first NFL start. If Derwin James is there, obviously you feel great about the Chargers. I got nothing on this game here. I guess I kind of lean towards the Chargers. I guess I kind of lean towards the under here. But I want to see how this plays out. I want to see how Burrow looks, how the Bengals' offensive line holds up against Bosa and Ingram, and also how this Tyrod Taylor-led Chargers offense kind of looks here in game number one here. No Mike Williams, so a lot of Keenan Allen, a lot of Hunter Henry, I think, for the Bolts today.
You know, a lot of smart money on Arizona this weekend or later on this afternoon against the 49ers. They're 6.5-point road dog is Arizona. Improvement Hopkins adding him, the feeling that Kyler Murray is going to take a big step forward year two. I'm kind of like loving Arizona this afternoon plus the points. What says you, Nick?
Hey, man. So this is why we say you got to listen to You Better You Bet during the week, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app, because we were saying when this number was 7.5, when this number was 7, take the Arizona Cardinals. You'd still take it at 6.5. I think the Cardinals can win this game outright here, but obviously you like it better if you're getting a touchdown. This was like a clean sweep. All the pro bettors are on the Arizona Cardinals this week. Of course, they got 7, not 6.5, but the point remains. Everyone likes Arizona. I think there are matchups for Arizona to exploit here. Kyler Murray played well in 2 games last year against the Niners defense, which is now down to Forrest Buckner. He's in Indianapolis. Some turnover on the coaching staff there on the defensive side of the ball for the Niners. Super Bowl hangover here.
Yeah.
It's a division game in week one. It's a big spread, and they're down a lot of weapons in their passing game. You love George Kittle, obviously, but Debo Samuel not going to be there for the Niners, like you mentioned. DeAndre Hopkins now there for the Cardinals. Love Christian Kirk this year. I like the Cardinals getting the 6.5. I get it. Got it at 7 earlier in the week. Again, I love Kenyon Drake too. Give me the Cardinals, and also think we'll see scoring in this game. I like the over, 48.5.
I'm taking Bucks and Brady and the points on the road in New Orleans plus 3.5. I think Tampa Bay is going to be really good this year. I think they're going to be a playoff team in the NFC as well. I'm a Brady believer with Bruce Arians. What says you this afternoon on the road in the Bayou?
Yeah, I bet Tampa Bay plus 4 as well. I also like the under in this game, 47.5. Now, it does look like Mike Evans is going to play, so fantasy owners definitely monitor his status as we move along over the course of the day. But that is big news for Tom Brady and this passing game. Now, I'll say the misnomer that I think a lot of people have with this Bucs team is they're going to have to win games 41-38, because a lot of fantasy football players on this team, like Stars, Brady, Godwin, Evans, Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette now,
yeah,
in Tampa Bay here. This defense is really good, underrated. I know the locally here, Jets fans don't love Todd Bowles. Not a great head coach.
Good defensive coordinator.
Excellent defensive coordinator. I look at this as being a pretty defensive game here. So even though the totals dropped a couple of points, my bet would be, I did bet the Bucs as well, under 47.5, Tampa and New Orleans.
Any great feel Sunday night game, Cowboys in Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium opens up, taking on the Rams. The Cowboys are a 2-point road favorite.
Yeah, I lean towards the Cowboys, but I don't really want to lay 2 points on the road in a primetime game in a stadium opener. How about this? That's really 2020, right? Stadium opening with no fans. That'll be a lot of fun tonight. But what I do anticipate, Moose, points, and more points. Love the Cowboys offense this year. Major upgrade from Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy. I think Dak Prescott's going to be NFL MVP this year when it's all said and done. Don't like this Rams secondary outside of Jalen Ramsey. Think the Cowboys secondary beatable as well. Cowboys hang up 30, and I think the Rams can get into the mid-20s as well. I bet over 51 earlier in the week, sitting at Play Sugar House right now, 51.5, the over on Sunday Night Football.
All right, we got a doubleheader on Monday night, Nick. If you have a tough day today, opening Sunday, right? If there's a get right game Monday night, are you going Pittsburgh over the Giants laying the 6, or are you going Titans laying the 3 on the road in Denver?
So again, I will forgive me for being a broken
you
record.
You are a
here.
Giant fan.
Well, people got to listen to You Better You Bet during the week, because we said when the Titans were a pick 'em, you got to bet this team. So now Von Miller not going to play, might miss the entire season. Cortland Sutton, Denver's number one wideout, probably not going to play. I don't feel great about laying 3 with the Titans here, but I'm not betting Denver, I'll tell you that. So I guess I would lean towards Tennessee. I bet it at a pick 'em again earlier in the week. And in the early game, Steelers-Giants, man. I'm a Giants fan. I think this team's going to get right moving forward. Spend next offseason building the defense. But, man, this is a tough matchup. Glowing reports for Ben Roethlisberger in camp. Giants defense, atrocious, especially in the back end. DeAndre Baker will be in jail again before he's on an NFL field. Xavier McKinney is hurt. Think it's a big game for Ben. Daniel Jones, not good against the blitz. What do the Steelers like to do on defense? Blitz. blitz and blitz some more, I would unfortunately, as a lifelong Giants fan, probably lay it with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, my best bet of the day, I'm going to go easy. I'm taking the Colts, laying the 8 on the road, Jacksonville, everything that we talked about earlier in the half hour, Nick. What's your best bet of the day, opening Sunday of the NFL?
Well, I'm going to give the Cardinals here at +7. Again, I know it's 6.5 right now, but that's been my best bet the entire week, Mark. The Arizona Cardinals as a touchdown dog in San Francisco.
Nick, good luck today, brother. That's going to do it for this edition of You Better You Bet. Nick and I will be here each and every Sunday throughout the course of the NFL season. Of course, it's presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook. We'll see you next Sunday.
.com. On behalf of Mark Melusis, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.